T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
We want to help you interpret your dreams. Jessica from Northridge, good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica, thank you for hanging out with us. We're ready to interpret your dream. Brian, according to his gut. Chelsea, according to the universe and your zodiac sign. And me, I'll tell you what St. Google has to say about it.
I almost feel like people doing this segment could just Google it. But don't Google it. Have us Google it for you.
I will add this. I do add a little bit of my own twist to it, all right? By the way, Jessica's a Sagittarius, Chelsea.
Okay, cool.
Jessica, what is this dream that you're trying to figure out?
So I've had this dream twice already. And the other day I was eating corn on the cob, which I absolutely love. But as I was eating the corn on the cob, like, all my teeth fell out. Ooh. And it kind of creeped me out because I had to dream twice and my teeth just fell out while I was eating the corn on the cob. And I have like really great teeth. I pay the money for my teeth and I like them.
Totally natural reaction to be creeped out by the idea of your teeth falling out of your face just randomly.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time to be chimuelo, you know, just missing teeth and whatnot. Right. That's got to be awkward. And how do you know your teeth fell off? Can you see them on the corn on the cob, or do you check yourself in the mirror in the dream? Do you remember that?
Well, I could just kind of feel them as they were going off. And ooh, as I was going around and I was eating the corn on the cob, like, my mouth started feeling weird. Like, it was harder to bite into the corn on the cob.
She's just slipping on the corn on the cob.
You just got to lick it. Slobber all over your cob.
All right, Jessica, here it is. According to saying Google, your dream means this. Anytime your teeth are falling off, it's a sign of insecurity in your life. And if the teeth are falling off while you're eating, that's a sign of insecurity within your finances. And you feel like you're not going to be able to provide for yourself. All right. Let's go to Brian now, according to his gut.
Straight up insurance. You've been getting around by health insurance. Health insurance is up in your business. You can't figure out dental plans. Uh-huh. You're stressed out about it. I know I can't figure out health insurance. Every time I try to call somebody, they put me on hold for 90 minutes. And that's a tragedy because now you got people with their teeth falling off. I bet in a couple
while
weeks.
While they're on hold.
Right. Now in a couple weeks, you're going to have other stuff falling off your body because of this health insurance issue.
Health insurance. Chelsea, what does Sagittarius have to say for her?
So as a Sagittarius, your whole entire horoscope this month talks all about financial matters. Oh. And the fact that, do you have a lot of debt by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking with your teeth and biting into, I think your teeth represent different pockets of debt that you have, because it says in the last few weeks of January, a full half of the heavenly bodies of our solar system will crowd into Capricorn, your second house of earned income, meaning you know you need to deal with your debt right now. But it also says it's positive. So it's like you're very aware of your finances right now, but you will this month come up with a new way to make money. So I think you're aware of the fact that you need to deal with your debts, and you biting into the corn, something you like. You just need to watch what you're biting into, what you're buying.
Like, you're a broke ass, but on the positive, you know you're a broke ass.
Yeah.
Your dream just wanted to confirm it.
Yeah.
And also, is there something you're working on, like a side business plan, perhaps? Because it says that you're going to have a new way to earn money.
Yeah, actually, I am.
What is that? What's a side hustle?
A little lipstick business that I'm working on.
Lipstick?
Ooh.
Selling lipstick.
Oh, that's good. But the good thing is that your lipstick won't get on your teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
It'll get all over the corn.
There you go.
That's all you got.
So my advice, follow that, because I think that's going to help you get out of debt.
Wow, that was kind of like spot on.
Yeah.
Hey, Jessica, we don't mess around here with dream interpretations, all right?
But if it doesn't help you get out of debt, do not call it back. We're just going to assume we fixed you.
Jessica, thank you for listening to us. Wish you all the best as you're stuffed in your second house of Capricorn.
Yep, good job, Edgar, for remembering that.
I just know she's struggling because our last caller had 9 houses and you only have 2.
Oh, good.
All I heard when you said Capricorn was just more corn on the cob.
Yeah, I know. I actually liked that. I thought that was quite the coincidence.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.